Hey y'all, Audra here. We just got back from Tennessee. We are exhausted. We did not have an episode prepared. We really thought we'd have time this weekend, but we were having so much fun with Corky, Daniel, their wives, Cade, the whole group. We got to sightsee. They took us to the mountains. We got to do FrankenCon. We got to see the Bell Witch Cave. We even went to a little roadside stop in Falk, Arkansas that was called Monster Mart. Cannot wait to tell you guys about it. Until we can, please enjoy, remember that, and we will talk to you guys next week. Hope you enjoy.
Just recording. So before it was just.
Okay, so I just saw live stream at the top. So
you can click that and do a live stream.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't Terry McMahon. It was want me to live stream.
If we were if we were doing live streams, that's when you can send out trivias right. And polls on your side. Yeah. I got to remember to look up.
We could get all five of our viewers.
Yes. We would have two people.
Josh, how's the sound?
Testes.
Change any settings?
No, you shut.
Testes.
Testes.
Testicle. Testicle. Testicle.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we're on Zoom 8.
Dose.
Dose. Doom.
Everything good?
Yeah.
All right.
Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes. All right, guys. Welcome to the show. All right, guys, welcome to the show. What's different about this one? Everybody's in the same room, and it's weird because y'all are looking at
it
me.
It is now, yeah. We can't just leave the call if we're tired of each other. We're here.
Yeah.
It's on now.
So let me introduce everybody for the first time ever. We have Josh, Audrey, Bree, Alicia. Wave at the camera there, baby. And myself, I got the Professor Bryson right here, Trivia Master Daniel, and Cade the Wizard.
Thank you. I like that name. That's
the
cool.
Wizard. Your nickname has been born.
I needed that. I needed one. That's it's foul.
We should put nicknames on the
Yeah.
I'll take the Wizard.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to FrankenCon today. And it's really weird. I'm looking to you guys in the eyes while I'm talking. Is this weird for y'all?
This is great.
No.
I like the eye contact.
I've been talking to you since we was 5 years old.
That's why it's not weird for me.
So, what'd you guys think about FrankenCon?
It was awesome. Yeah. Really neat.
I was worried about it. And it was only because, like, the last con I went to was in, like, a Holiday Inn, like, hotel lobby. And it was really smelly and sweaty. So when I heard about this, it was like another con. I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to be, but I was excited to get with everybody.
Are you sure that you went to a con?
Yeah, it was an anime con.
Wait a minute, bro. Where were you at?
It was an anime con. No one had deodorant on. It just smelled terrible. But as soon as I walked in and saw like the Hilton, I'd never been in that place. That place was sick. That's a massive hotel. Yeah.
So. And then when they opened up the doors, because I just saw the hall, and then when they opened the doors, it was like, oh my God.
That's the thing that got me because
we thought it was a wall down through there.
Yeah, we thought it was a wall, and we thought at the end of the hall here, it's going to open up, and you're going to have like the registry to stay here, whatever. They're going to have some kind of other room. That's where everybody's going to be.
Yeah.
So we turned the corner, 10 minutes later, and they've got both walls opened up. And that's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my house was like, this is tripping me.
And it was packed, packed of booths.
Yeah. Tons of good stuff, like the shop for, like tons of cool celebrities. They had a great lineup of people. And luckily, like, I don't know if we're ready to announce anything for our show. Should we talk about who we've got?
Man, I'm excited to announce it. Man.
Yeah, go for it.
Too, yeah.
Go for it, Daniel.
All right. So while we were at FrankenCon, we got to meet a lot of the celebrities that was there. And Everybody that we met was like super cool. My personal favorite was meeting Brian Bremer, and he played Bunt from Pumpkinhead, and he's been in a ton of stuff, but I distinctly remember him from Pumpkinhead because I love that movie. And so we went up, started talking to him. He struck up conversation, and it was just like talking to a buddy of mine, man. It was that casual, and it was so cool. And he was asking me about the t-shirt because Scott remembered that podcast. We recorded the, podcast, told him a little bit about it. And he was like, I'm ready to be on your podcast. And he was the one that brought it up to me. And I was like,
that's awesome. Yeah.
I was like, 100% you can be on. And so we're going to contact him. We got his contact information. And we got him lined up.
And then even after, because we didn't go up there with you guys, Josh and I were walking after that, and he seen our shirts and came up to us and said, you're with Remember That. I'm ready.
Yeah.
And
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we made a good impression with him for sure. Then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
So well done, Daniel.
Yeah. Another really cool celebrity that we met was Rhonda Shear back in the 90s. She did USA
All Night.
Right. Gilbert Godfrey. And kind of did the same spiel. We did the meet and greet. She was very friendly. And she was talking about the podcast. And I was like, hey, anytime you want to jump on it. She was like, what are you waiting for? And I was like, dude, this is cool.
Yeah.
Because, you're not begging these people.
Yeah.
But they're like that cool that they're just like, yeah, man. I want to be on your show.
Yeah. And she's like, do you guys have a card? And of course we didn't have a card. and so her publicist is sitting there beside her and she's like, here, let me give you my personal email. So we got her personal email. So we're going to reach out to her.
Jim McCarty.
Oh, and we're supposed to go there. We're supposed to go there tonight. Right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Personal invite to Pajama. But we decided to come and give you guys an episode tonight.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, we have her email. We're going to reach out to her and hopefully, man, we'll set that up. So man, awesome experience that we had today, especially I keep looking at the computer screen.
Looking all over.
Yeah, I know.
But Bryson, what'd you think about it?
Man, I thought it was a lot of fun. Everybody there was super nice. A lot of really cool stuff to potentially buy. I feel like we got to meet a lot of really cool people, not just the celebrities, but other people that were just there as patrons. More people in the community that are also doing projects that maybe we can try to collab with in the future. But I think it was a good time.
And I think we all bought a lot of stuff.
I know I spent way too much money today.
Yeah. I bought a lot.
And a lot. I can even... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, I was just like, stop adding.
Like, speaking of how good of a commission it was, like, obviously, you guys met my wife for the first time today. She is real.
She exists.
She's
a real person.
She's great. I married up and I'm, definitely outputting my coverage. Is that what they say? But, as someone who she does not like horror movies at all, like, anytime I watch scary movies, she just like doesn't care. And then she always walks in when like there's a nude scene. She thinks I'm, she thinks I'm watching weird stuff on TV, but she thoroughly enjoyed it today. She was telling me afterwards, like, she was like, this is really cool. Like, she even enjoyed the booths. She enjoyed meeting everybody. They had that one really cool shop with like the random book that you could get. They had stuff there for everyone.
It really did.
And also, just want to give a shout out to you guys that like had like prepared like the booth beforehand, because that like set us up for success. Because, we gained a decent amount of subscribers today, and hopefully they listened to this episode.
Yeah.
To the new subscribers.
Yeah, welcome to them. Yeah. If I had the names of the winners in front of me, I'd shout them out again.
We should have wrote that down.
I've got, well, the cards are somewhere. I think it's in the box.
I think
it's in the box, but we met a ton of cool people.
Maybe, if I can find them, I will. But, we live and learn. This is the first time we've ever done this, so we'll know next time that, hey, we'll need to keep the winners of the stuff and announce all that. But I'll do my best to go in there and find those cards and I'll add it on screen here as we're talking. So
So check out our Facebook to see like the booth and like all the stuff we had, because we had some really cool items to give away. And now that we see how big of a draw that is, I'm gonna get my 3D printer up to speed to make some of these big horror movie busts to give away to you guys, because I'd love to do more conventions in the future.
That's something else. Like the three items that we give away.
They were sick.
They were I wanted them.
Look. Yeah. Shout out to my buddy Mitchell and his son Cole for donating those items to us. Everything was handmade, 3D printed and hand painted and all that good stuff. So shout out to those guys. And they've already told us that next time we have a con, they'll be willing to donate some more pieces of art for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's looking like it's going to be a good deal because they enjoyed being able to get their names out there and get their artwork out there to people.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good work
too. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to them. That was insane paint work. It looked like it should be worth like 150, 200 bucks, especially like the Pennywise figure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you could have told me it was $200. I would have been like, okay.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. That would have been in there.
Like legitimately, it looked great. Yeah. So,
and that the NES hockey mask that we gave away, it's phenomenal because he put it wasn't just most of those masks you see are just painted blue, teal, whatever. But he put another twist on it, added some darker colors to it, and kind of made like a dark version of it. And
he may need to get into the prop business.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to. I think they're going to start doing it together.
That's definitely appreciated more nowadays because everything's all CGI. So
that was some good stuff.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
So shout out to Richard. What's his last name?
Yule.
Richard Yule for inviting us to FrankenCon this year. Shout out to him, man. And everybody we met today, man, I met a lot of people, talked to a lot of people. It was an awesome experience. I'll be honest. You guys know before this thing started, I was sitting over on the bench.
Corky was freaking out.
My blood pressure was shooting up. I was breaking out in a sweat.
Yeah.
And but it really exceeded my expectations.
It did by me far. Too.
I think so. Yeah. It like, definitely did me.
Yeah, because I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, you brand new, and so you're sitting there, you're going, well, I don't know if we're gonna be sitting there and nobody gonna pay no attention to us, and then we're just gonna walk around, you know, and then, you know, don't really get to interact or anything. But no, it was a completely positive experience.
Yeah.
Everybody that we talked to, all of the other vendors that we talked to, we made some really cool contacts today.
Yeah,
we really
did. Yeah, and it was fun because I was telling Alicia on the way on the drive back home, it was cool because we all would take shifts and man the booth. And then it's like everybody would go out into the wilderness and everybody would come back with a story. Yeah. Every time they would go out, it was cool, man, because and more items. Yeah. You not only would you leave and come back with a new item, you come back with less money. That's really what it was. So, but yeah, it was awesome because it was funny to watch everybody. They'd be gone, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and here they come. They'd have something in their hand and a story to tell. Mm-hmm. It was real cool, man. Real cool. Let's see. What else we got? Anything else we need to go? Oh, I got to meet Trash from Return of the Living Dead.
Starstruck moment for Corky and there.
Let me explain. Let me explain this moment
totally
to everybody.
Yeah.
So I got there. What she had just come back from a break, right? And I slid up there, and I was one of the first people to get her. So I picked my picture, and she started talking to me. I don't even remember what we was talking about now. But anyhow, it was cool. But I immediately started sweating. And I was starstruck because, you know, I have watched Return of the Living Dead since I was a child. And I've always, you know, Trash, you know, she's from Return of the Living Dead. And, yeah, she was as nice as she could be, just down to earth. You know, she stood up and told me to come over here and get my picture took, and I didn't know if I was allowed to touch her or not. So I was feeling So she puts her arm around me, and she puts her arm around me, and I'm standing there like, you know, like that right there.
Waiting for security.
He's got his damn thing on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a awesome experience. And I know you got to have get Rhonda Shear's autograph as well and got
Rhonda
your picture.
Rhonda Shear and Brian Dreamer.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Awesome experience, man. And appreciate you guys driving in from Texas, man. You know, it's awesome to get this whole group together, man.
Yeah, man.
It really
It's been really cool meeting you guys face to face.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we were nervous when we were coming here. I mean, talk to you guys online every week, but it's different.
It is. You never know if it will go super weird.
Let's talk about that for a minute because everybody here, because you met me and Alicia first.
Yeah.
And right. So about a year ago, you guys came on my War Room podcast. And as you came in the other day, I said, never did I expect you guys to be walking into my podcast room back there, right?
Yeah.
So when you guys showed up, so we're going to go to the mountains. We showed you guys around here. And I said, you know, be honest. Because you guys, when you're not doing this show, you host a true crime show.
Yeah.
So now you're driving 12 hours to meet strangers you've never met before.
Yep.
Y'all was nervous.
I would have been nervous.
We were talking. We're like, you know, we preach to our kids, do not talk to strangers online. What are we doing? We're talking to strangers online. Do not meet people online. And what are we doing?
Until you're an adult, okay?
We're driving 12 hours.
Yeah, now you have to go home and say, all right, now look, do as I say, not as I just did.
I know.
No cell phone service.
Yeah. Yeah, we get out there, it was like SOS. I was like, oh, great. But it's beautiful. The views here. Yes. I loved that.
And you guys also got to witness me almost die walking up the mountain because that's just a horrible walk. I don't know why anybody likes to hike.
I wouldn't have made it.
Next time Daniel's going and we're going to watch him go up the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, we just tried to show you guys. I know you guys are from Texas. We just trying to show you a little bit about what we got going on around here, man. So hope you guys enjoyed it. And I think we've kind of decided we at least want to get together once a year and do this, man.
Yeah, so. I'd love to go somewhere new, either go to Texas or meet halfway. Yeah. I think that will be cool.
And I've been here. They've got cons going all over. Place.
Yeah.
So even if it's a halfway mark,
we
pick one and we all just meet up and we go.
And it'll be better each time. We'll be more prepared. We'll understand.
Because we know what we're doing now. Yeah,
we got like a QR code on our shirt or something, like on the back.
Next time we're going to have Rockin cards with our email address on them and everything.
In the back pocket of our jeans.
Yeah, somebody's checking us out.
Having the juicy couture.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll draw some attention there. Exactly.
Yeah. It has 100%. To be sweatpants, though, not jeans.
Literally, yeah. But yeah, shout out FrankenCon. That was cool. And I don't know, since that was our first time doing it, I'm so glad we did it there because it was a big convention, but at the same time, it still felt very local. You know, if we would have went to one of the bigger shows, it being our first time, we may have been swamped there and super intimidated because there would have been thousands.
Lost in the crowd
and
too.
It was also very warm and friendly. You didn't get a whole lot of coolness from people being cold or anything or standoffish, nothing like that.
You might run
except for that,
that
dude
there.
That stopped us when we was going to get our passes.
Yeah, that dude.
Mister, I'm taking my job too serious.
He was making sure no one's getting there for free.
The funny part about it is we had already walked the entire
I had already
thing.
Been in there shopping.
Already bought stuff at this point. And so we're like, man, we really need to get our passes because, you know, we're going to need to go in here periodically. We're seeing all the other vendors with their passes. Obviously, because we don't know what we're doing, we don't know where to go. Get this. So me and Corky were like, okay, let's just go. We'll find Richard. So we turn the corner and we're walking up and we see Richard 20 feet away, right? Well, 10 feet away is his bodyguard, you know? Yeah. And so this dude is like, hey, where y'all going? And I was like, oh yeah, we know Richard. And he was like,
right.
We got to go get our passes. And he was like, go to that table and don't go any further. And I was what? Okay.
Yeah.
So we walk up and then he's talking to Richard. He's like, yeah, you know these people. I got to get them to. And then dude was aside.
He got mad because he didn't get to kick us out or something like that.
Didn't get to eject us.
He was probably looking for that all day. That was his whole thing. Kick somebody out.
And then Richard is like, so how many people you got? We got 9. He goes, all right, you get a lanyard. You get a lanyard. Everybody else gets a reason.
Yeah, these guys looked official today with their lanyards, too.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, that was awesome. Anything else happen?
Olivia got eventually left alone at the booth because I was throwing something away. And apparently she was left alone. I was throwing away our trash and trying to find a trash can. Then she told me that some guy came up to her and was like, you know, interested in the podcast, was asking her questions. Of course, she just subscribed yesterday. My wife did. So she doesn't know anything about it. And then she starts talking about a raffle. And
in there running the booth.
Start talking about some raffle and some old guy's like, are you part of the raffle? And she's like, no. shut up, dude. I'm like, okay, apparently I'm not going to go to the trash can anymore. So, you know, poor Olivia, you know, she was, you know, man in the booth for a while there. She did a good job. She did a good job.
Oh, everybody done a great job, man. I appreciate the work from everybody here, man, because it wasn't just me. It wasn't Daniel. It was all of us coming together as a team. And man, it made the day work, man. It was fun. I really appreciate it.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot more fun being there for the purpose of just like spreading the word of your show as opposed to selling stuff. Cause like we could just get up and go. We had the fun raffle going.
We weren't trying to make no money. We was trying to get
it felt like a lot more like leisurely than it felt like.
We were spending money. We wasn't making
it. We didn't make any money today. We gained some subscribers. So
and I mean, you know, within 30 minutes, like all the nervousness was gone.
Yeah.
Up until we started meeting the celebrities, and then, you know,
I about passed out when I met Trash, man. But
Trash,
I
was like, what's your name?
Trash is needing like a VCR or something?
Yeah, she was wanting to buy a VCR from somebody.
Because I need one for my alien. Up,
give her a VCR, she'll come on the show.
You see, I bought that VHS tape, so now I gotta watch it.
Well, I told you to tell her that, and you wouldn't go over and tell her because she was walking up and down the aisle looking for somebody to sell her a VCR. See,
that's the point. Like, if they're on their own time and you're not paying for it, like,
kind of feel bad.
I don't want her to get mad about it. But if we walk up, you know, and we get a autograph picture and a picture, or, you know, they're gonna take a selfie with us or whatever, then, you know, it's like, oh yeah, you know,
I kind of have the right to talk to you then.
You need to,
but I will say this, we caught her looking at the VHS's later in the day. I stood by her for a minute and was checking out the VHS's. I was too chicken to say anything to her, but I still
who's this guy?
She was like, that's that Courtney guy or whatever. Courtney. She called me Courtney. You know? I'm like Corky.
You have no idea how many people ask me, like, I tell them who I do the show with, and I say, I do it with this guy named Corky, and they're like, huh?
Oh, is that that?
That's never mind. Yeah.
Guy from that TV show?
I've never been disclosed of the origin of your name.
I don't know myself.
Like, the name Corky.
Here's what I was told growing up. I was 3 days old. My Uncle Eddie comes home. I'd just been brought home from the hospital. He comes home, says, we're going to call him Corky. And I've been called Corky since I was 3 days old.
Really? That's cool.
And then he visited my church one time.
I knew this was coming.
And my youth pastor called him Gore.
So picture this.
Dude, what?
Picture this. So I'm a shy kid anyhow, right? So I go to this dude's youth group.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and they're going around. And he's introducing all the new people. And I said, hi, I'm Corky. He goes, Gore? I just
did
embarrassed
just, like,
me.
Zone out, like,
and man, it was at the time the youth was pretty big. There was probably like 20 kids in there, and they did not treat like my friends well at all. It was like Corky. I think Matt was with us. We might have had somebody else, and I mean, they were straight douchebags. And I was like,
I never went back.
How are you being like
Gore?
And he's like, Gore? Even the youth pastor, he was like, what's your name? Gore?
It's like the name, like the name of a monster or something, dude. That's messed up. I won't call you Gore. I love the name. I was so curious about it. It's a sick name.
So we've talked about Frank and Calm. We had a great time. And one thing we love to do on this podcast is we like to do trivia.
Yeah, we do.
So what we thought we'd do for a little bit of time is we'd have an in-person game of horror movie trivia tonight.
Sounds great.
So what we'll do is we'll start with you guys and we'll just go around the table and just like normally say your name if you get it, and if it's a tie we're gonna rock paper scissors in person,
and we ain't got no lag BS this time.
So now tonight nobody has the excuse Cade's not looking up stuff on his computer while nobody else is watching.
That does not happen.
And we don't have the lag issue tonight, so no, this is going to determine who does trivia this week on the show.
Sounds awesome.
So here we go. So, Josh, if you'll kick it off first, we'll get this sweet game of trivia going.
Bree, keep score.
Okay.
In-person game of trivia.
David Naughton and Griffin Dunn play a pair of
Daniel.
Fortunate
American Werewolf in London.
That's correct.
You're kidding
me,
Bear.
I didn't even get all the questions.
Let me say something. This David is his game.
This is
he stacked the cards.
What are you talking about? Everybody knows David Naughton's in the American Way of Walking.
He probably practices every night, like flashcards.
Yeah, well, he probably had this set up, man.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
You notice he handed out the cards.
No, Brady.
Well, that's your wife, same person. It don't matter. I love that movie, but I have no clue who's in it.
David Naughton.
Listen, and a few, can we do Werewolf in London, man?
Yeah, we can.
That, have you guys seen that movie?
I've seen it.
That movie is
it's
awesome.
Good. It's good.
Come out in 1980.
I don't think I've ever seen
one
it.
One of the best, it's good. If not the best werewolf movie ever made. And while I'm not talking about werewolf nipple certified, I'm talking about
it. Now, hold on now. I was about to say legit. The how.
Well, are there any sharks in it?
No.
If there were, then we would really have no chance in this trivia.
All right.
I've got Daniel on the next. Board.
So Daniel at one.
Which franchise has the most sequels? Saw or Children of the Corn?
Daniel.
Daniel.
I'm going to say Saw.
Josh.
Josh?
Not right.
Oh.
The Corn.
Really?
Children of the Corn.
How hey. Is that? Really?
I didn't know that wow. there was, I didn't know there was any more than five. I only watched through five.
Well,
yeah, Saw has like seven or eight.
A bunch of straight to video yeah. ones or something?
Yeah, there's a bunch of like just random ones.
Well, that's crazy.
And then a bunch of new ones too.
Man.
I've only seen the first one. I've only ever known the first one, seriously. I didn't know there was like
Have
that
you many. Seen the first
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
It's good.
The first one's freaky.
Yeah.
I like part two as well. Like the other ones kind of got silly, but you know, parts one and two.
Why does this? Mine has two questions. Mine does two.
Yeah, they all do.
Part two had chick from Days of Our Lives in it. No, it's the young girl. I can't remember one.
All I know is that possessed Marlena.
And Stefano did it.
Stefano, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes, okay. Yes.
What is the name of the camp in the first installment of Friday?
Forky.
Josh.
I have really no idea. Is it Camp Crystal Lake?
He remembers because of the guys walking around today.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's what shout out to them belly shirts, man.
Right.
Hey,
booty
right. Oh yeah, Olivia was asking me what they were like dressed.
Well, Alicia told me they were camp counselors. She's like, you guys got to go get a picture with them. I'm like, man, I'm hetero sex,
dude. I can't stare at those guys. I don't know what's going
on. That was
with
a different Friday.
I mean, Kate.
Yeah. I know.
All right. The lovely Miss Alicia is.
The director of Drag Me to Hell is most famous for what other horror franchise?
Oh, I have no clue.
Okay.
Well, what you Googling there, bro? Yeah,
no Google. Is it the Conjuring franchise? Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
I'm going to say The Evil Dead.
Oh,
how did you
wait,
know that?
Is it Sam Raimi? Ah.
Oh, see. Did it say Sam Raimi or did it just say the director?
That's a...
Most famous for what?
I forgot he made that movie. Okay. I forgot he made
right,
that.
I'm up. All right. I know I should not even ask this question. So somebody better be quick.
Do I get to play?
Bye. Yeah, but I know this dude's going to know it. I should just skip. First off, I'm going to skip it. It's a Jaws question.
Yeah, get it out of here. Get it out.
All right. This 1985 horror comedy about vampires was Jim Carrey's first starring
Daniel.
Role.
Oh, man.
Daniel.
I know it if he doesn't.
I know
it,
this.
It, it's a once bit.
Nah,
yep. Yeah, man.
Dang it. I love
it. I didn't know
movie.
It existed.
It's a good movie.
Somebody's going to have to turn his microphone off.
I watched that about 6 months ago.
Oh, too. My God.
Hey, Once Bitten's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Man.
I've never seen one.
Oh,
it's
good.
One that I've always heard the name of, but just have not.
Is it a serious Jim Carrey role?
No. It's a typical 1985 movie.
One was the one that Gina Davis was in? She was in one.
That was
too.
Transylvania 69,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
65,000 or something.
65,000. Yeah. My bad.
What'd you say? 69,000?
Yeah, man.
That's a my body, your brain comment.
Hey, yeah, you better be careful. You will get made fun of forever.
That's a my body, your brain.
You're a 6'9".
It was close enough, man. It was close enough.
All right. what body part was the creature after in the movie Jeepers Creepers?
Daniel.
Josh.
The eyes.
First off, he Daniel was after a whole body. Let's just be straight about it.
Man, he smelled his eyes.
But he did need some eyes. I mean, I agree with that.
So I can't get this question out because I'm asking.
No, you're not allowed.
Yeah, you need a break from getting stuff right.
So you're not getting a point this round.
You cannot answer your own question.
All right. Where do the survivors in Dawn of the Dead take refuge?
Corky.
Mall.
Dang.
At the mall.
That was Come the at one me on zombie knew. Movies.
Well, this one's got the name of the mall.
You well, remember? Sir, you didn't ask that.
All right. It's like Monroeville.
And who would know
it
that?
It is a mall, though.
All I know is they was in a mall, and that's like would be cool. Yeah.
Okay. I love this question. This 1982 film features an escaped mental patient with a drill.
Corky.
Okay, Corky.
God, it left me. We've done this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this movie, actually.
5, 4, 3.
Slumber Party Massacre?
Correct. Correct. Really, really sick movie, by the way.
It is.
Even though it's like the title, you would think it would be really hokey, but it's actually got some really cool kills, doesn't it? It's got some good kills in it. Okay. Good job, Corky.
Yes. I can't believe it left me as soon as I said that in my name.
That's what happened with Once Bitten.
Yeah.
I had to think. I was like, oh, God, no.
Yeah. All right. Teenage Charlie Brewster thinks his new
Daniel.
Wow. God, man. I got no chance.
Right now.
That's it.
So, see, he's probably played this game. I mean, he knows the question.
Okay.
I've never played
this game. Okay.
Never played this game.
Should.
Random cards. Each of these.
Should we establish a rule?
What's that?
You cannot call out your name until the question answered, because I have no shot. Cause I need all the details I can get on these 80s movies. Because Josh said the movie, and then Daniel said, Daniel. I know.
1985, Daniel. He's
like, and not 80, Daniel.
Infinite knowledge.
He's memorized the first three parts of the three questions.
Should the person that is asking the question tell us to go?
Probably, yeah.
So yeah, like
you prompt, get done like, reading and you're like, and go.
Yeah.
That's a good idea because then everyone's ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That's a good point.
All right. You get to implement the new rule.
That's why he's a professor.
That's right.
Class is in session, guys.
Right. Class is in session.
All right. This 1963 film features killer carnivorous plants and an unusual meteor shower that blinds most of the population.
Daniel.
Corky. I had my hands up.
The question wasn't over yet.
Oh, the question was not over.
He's got his hand.
Yeah, you're just she says the word. She says the first letter good, and like, okay. I guess this is good. It's gonna get. This is good. It'll get.
Oh okay. Might as well just roll with it. If you know it, holla.
I think so. Yeah. So did Corky get it?
Corky had his hand.
He had his
hand. No. We're going. You go.
Yeah.
Because now if I get it wrong, I'm gonna look stupid.
It's what you got.
I can't remember.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Daniel.
Oh, are you serious?
It is not Little Shop because it's not 1963.
I thought it was. I mean,
1963.
That's the only plant-eating movie I know.
Plant-eating movie?
Look, you can't get clarification.
You were sure.
What did you say, though? What was the question?
This 1963 film features killer carnivorous plants and an unusual meteor shower that blinds much of the population.
Oh, sounds like a cool concept.
I didn't hear it, like.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm out on it.
Day of the Triffid.
Whoa, I've never heard of that.
Man, that's a new one for me. Damn.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Day of the, right, day no of the Triffid.
Day of Triffid.
Triffid.
Never even heard of that.
I'm gonna write it down, my notes.
Okay.
Triffids.
Triffin.
Okay. That's what you said.
So are you indicating that this is gonna be a question that I'm gonna get? Okay. Daniel.
I think y'all ought to do a rock, paper, scissors, because y'all was close.
A live rock, paper, scissors. This is nice.
Yeah, this is my game. It works.
Paper.
And a nice Chianti.
I just watched that movie like 3 days
ago. Yeah.
Office.
So well, good.
Silence as I am.
Oh, it's Derek.
In the 2017 movie Get Out, what technique does the mother use to get her daughter's boyfriend to put them up?
Okay. Psychosis.
What? Daniel.
It's psychosis.
Yeah, it's like she puts him in a trance.
Audrey.
You just said the wrong word.
Maybe I did. Okay. I'm close. I can see it in my head.
Oh, I was going to say.
Corgi?
Ah, that was the wrong word.
You were thinking hypnosis.
I know. I love that movie.
But you said,
man, that was the one I should get.
That's actually a good movie. I
love Get Out.
Really?
Yeah. Literally, there
is. Yeah. My mom is right.
Yeah, I know. I had to it. The fish in there. She was doing some trippy stuff with his mind. Okay. That would answer it. Should I do an updated like score?
Yeah, let's go.
Daniel 25.
So Daniel has 6 points. Corky has 3. Josh has 1. And Audrey has 1.
Aiden Bryson.
Dude, I cannot help.
Where's the wizard and the professor?
The wizard and the professor are behind.
So your first 5 points, you just spoke as soon as they said the question. I'm just kidding. No, you guys are just wizards, okay? You guys are the real wizards, this stuff. Peace. I didn't get to study for this. That's not why I do good.
Next question. Let me read the whole thing. One thing, all right, I guess, what movie is this quote from? One thing about living in Santa Carla, I never could stomach all the damn vampires.
Daniel.
Lost Boys. See? Oh, right.
What is the name of the
Daniel. Carol Ann.
Holy fuck, man.
Daniel makes this no fun.
So I'm gonna have to just ask.
We're gonna kick Daniel out.
I gotta ask all the questions.
Now, is she the one that voices Dusty?
No, because she's dying. She's dead.
She died like right after that movie.
Yeah, she voiced Ducky and her father.
Oh, wait, yeah. What? That's dark.
That the little girl that played Carol Ann voiced the
Ducky. I thought she had cancer.
No, her father.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Ooh. No. I think she died, but I'd always heard they gave her some wrong medicine in the hospital and she died by accident.
I thought she had cancer.
All right, yeah. We got a case. We got a case.
Oh, there's no telling then.
Man. Yeah. No.
What?
Mystery.
Yeah. Okay. And we like the Scooby-Doo crew now.
All right, here we go. This 1993 horror comedy starring a young Jennifer Aniston involves an annoying, vengeful creature who believes a family has stolen his pot of gold goat.
Okay,
Audrey, do you? Leprechaun is correct.
Oh, nice.
I'd be terrified with that movie.
He used to scare me as a kid, too.
Okay. They say, what is it? Is it part three? They say it's just so horrible, or is it part two? Is it? I've never seen any of those. We should do those on an awesomely bad episode.
We should.
What's the one where he was jumping on the pogo stick
and
he was
upset?
I don't know.
Something about
when he's going down the highway.
What was it? It was a rhyme.
Oh, I have no clue. I don't even know if I've seen the first one.
Oh, we have it on DVD at the house.
That's what it was. This old Let, he played one. He played pogo on his lung, and he was yeah. up and
all right. Next question here. Who directed the 1999 film Sleepy Hollow, which starred Johnny Depp as Ichabod Crane? Go.
Corky.
Okay, Corky.
Oh, my God. What's that dude's name?
Well...
What's that dude? Yeah, basically. Because I thought I could think of it. Because
I got it.
I don't remember it.
I got it.
Go for it.
I lost it.
This would be the one. This is the one that I would know.
He directed Batman.
Maybe he did.
Corky.
Maybe he did.
Corky.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I thought it was.
That's correct.
I could have said it.
Yeah.
Another, that is one of the ones I would know too.
Slap that point on my name, yeah. Son.
Hey, give me a half since I led him to the point.
Dude, I was
wanting to say Cliff Burton, but that's Metallica's face. Hey man, Nellie's wanting to play.
Yeah, she's looking at him like,
all right, Josh. All right, let's go. You're up, buddy.
Which state does the film and comic book miniseries 30 Days of Night take place?
Corky.
Alaska.
That's right.
That is correct.
Slap that point on my name, son. Slap it down.
Oh, yeah. He was waiting for gold. Yeah,
that roll ain't going to work, man.
This is, it's gone.
Or then you like read a sentence, but it's got like three more after it, but you pause.
We need like actual buzzers is what we need.
Yeah.
Electronic signal.
We do them on them games, but we would need
too many.
Yeah, because if you put one in the middle of the table, like it would be absolute chaos.
Like some game show.
Boom.
Yep. All right. What Wes Craven movie was inspired by the true story of a wild Scottish clan who murdered and cannibalized numerous people during the Middle Ages? Yep.
Josh. Wrong Turn?
I don't know. I didn't look. Nope.
I'm going to say Daniel. I'm going to say...
Hey, that's wrong. That's a skip him.
Daniel. I'm going to say The People Under the Stairs.
No.
Corky.
No.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nope.
What?
You guys are going to kick yourself once you figure it out.
It's a...
Did you say Nightmare?
I actually think I might know it.
What else has he done?
Hold on. Don't.
Could you reread the question?
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Can you use it?
What Wes Craven movie?
Bryson's ready.
I don't even know if it's Wes Craven. Is it Wishmaster?
No.
Okay.
God, what is it?
What Wes Craven movie was inspired by the true story of a wild Scottish clan who murdered and cannibalized numerous people during the Middle Ages?
Braveheart.
She emphasized cannibalized.
Cannibal Corpse. Ah, it's a band. I don't have a clue.
It wasn't Cannibal Holocaust.
No. What is it?
The Hills Have Eyes.
That's true. That's like a thing. If it was multiple choice, I would definitely.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if I could, if that was multiple choice, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking it was either that one or Wrong Turn.
Yeah.
Who wrote the novella The Hellbound Heart, which inspired the movie Hellraiser?
Corky. Clive Barker? Get on my level, Daniel.
He's catching up.
I knew it.
I'm looking at you.
I knew it.
I'm looking at you.
Wait.
He's set six, yeah,
no,
six
we
to
can
eight.
Have that. We can have that.
Kevin Bacon stars in what 1990 film about a group of people fighting for survival against
against giant worms.
Corky.
Daniel. Daniel.
Corky.
I don't know, because everybody cheated and didn't wait for her to finish.
I know it.
I know it too.
So what we got to have is a rock, paper, scissor off on this.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
Hold the mic.
Hold the mic. Sometimes I choose.
There you go. It was a valid try. Oh my God. Somebody push it up.
You want me to move in?
Yeah. Oh,
Tremors.
Yeah.
He's put that one on my name, son.
Good
put it
guess.
On. I wasn't guessing. I watched some you Kevin Bacon.
You straight guess.
Yeah. I straight have knowledge, son.
Spitting that knowledge.
Let me find
out. Wait a minute. What are you doing flipping a man cards?
Well, I don't even know. It says I was looking at the answer for the question. And I don't think anybody in here has ever seen The Human Centipede. If you have.
I have.
Bree has.
Yes. Ask the question. That's the only one I did. It's after 2000.
Well, y'all are sick individuals.
So what is the question anyway? Like, what is it saying? Like, how many people were in the chain?
The 2010 movie. This 2010 movie involved unwilling participants in a Nazi doctor's sadistic experiment.
Oh, okay, yeah.
2010?
I thought it was like earlier than that too. I thought it was like.
Oh. All right. Everybody here should know this one, and we do need to. This what I'm about. The answer to this question has to be done on the podcast before fall.
Okay.
All right. Because I love the movie, and that's the only reason why.
Are you going to say go, or
have we covered it?
Read the question, or what?
You know what? I'm going to wait a minute now since you said that.
What?
I'm going to wait just a minute now.
We're going to sit here for a minute.
You said that we haven't covered this one? We have.
What?
Okay. Oh, we should. Okay.
What character is revealed to be the werewolf in the movie Silver Bullet?
Daniel. The preacher. The priest.
I will accept that. Yeah, the priest.
Yeah.
The priest.
Get it.
9 points for Daniel. Yeah, you've got 7.
In the movie Aliens.
Here we go, Molly Chan. No.
Come on, Kate.
No pressure.
Why did Ripley not want to bring Bishop on the mission?
Don't look at me, guys.
This is your movie, man.
You literally bought this movie.
This is a sequel to Alien. This is this Alien.
You get one chance to shine.
If it wasn't Portal, I would have a chance. But it's Portal. I don't remember much about the sequel, so I have to think about it. It's a great movie, though, because it's more action-oriented. Why did Ripley not?
It's my favorite out of the two, actually.
Why did Ripley not want to bring Bishop on the mission?
CC. Corky.
I don't know the specific answer.
She thought he might have a thing in him, a demon or whatever it is. No? Well.
Daniel. Because she knew that he was going to try to sabotage the mission. No? Not specific enough for you, Professor?
Yeah. Y'all. Whatever.
Is it... Because, like, the mother alien was down at the site, and they were worried that they were going to bring it back to Earth. Okay.
Anybody else got it?
Because she was in love with whatever this thing is. I don't know. I've never seen
I can't remember. Oh, okay. It's a good point.
She burned me once.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So, like, you were finding your bride, but...
I thought it was something like sabotage.
I'm with you. She don't trust those androids no more after she got screwed over. Now, what actress plays Claire Spencer in the movie What Lies Beneath? I had no clue. I had no clue.
I have never even seen that movie.
Okay, do you want a hint?
It wouldn't do me no good, huh?
She's one of the people that play Catwoman.
Corky.
Corky.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
You are correct.
That's what I was going to guess, too.
That's a good movie.
Was the hint too easy?
I mean, that's the only person I've ever known to play Catwoman.
You're not going
to
say Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
So. I've not even seen that version of it, so.
All right. All right. All right. Ready for this question, guys?
First off, put that point on my name, son.
But you got a hint.
Does that count?
You think a hint should count?
All right.
I just keep it fair.
Count for the hint? Okay.
No, it doesn't
count. Brie has spoken.
Yep. She has spoken. If you get help, you don't get the point.
That's fair. So
when you get the wife voice. That's not. We've done half points before.
We gave out tenths before.
So,
all right.
What substance was used to ink the pages of the Necronomicon?
Corgi. Blizzard.
Pardon?
let me bring this back into country boy blood.
What kind?
Human blood.
Okay, you got it. There you go. He's got it. I was going to give you a point anyway. I was just curious.
What are you, 1 point behind?
He is. It's 9-8.
You coming for me.
Final round right here.
Final round? What?
Well, I mean, how long are we going? What's that at? 50. Yeah, so we're about at an hour. Yeah.
Final round. He gets caught up, and then he's like, final round, boy.
He's tied up. He's like, yeah, this is it.
He ain't saying crap when I'm 7 points ahead.
Ready?
Yeah, that final round, man. No, it does.
All you got to do is keep answering, buddy, and that's all you got to do.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Which actress played Tiffany in The Bride of Chucky?
Corky. Jennifer Tilly.
That was fine.
That's a good answer.
You know,
I drew a blank.
I did too as soon as I said it. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm not doing that one. I don't like that one. What 2018 film unravels a cryptic and terrifying... Let's try that again. What 2018 film unravels cryptic and terrifying secrets about the Graham family ancestry?
Daniel. Ready or not?
Nope.
Nah.
He went, Daniel.
He was cautious. Here the 2018.
Graham family, huh?
Uh-huh. What you got?
Bryce.
Yep.
Oh, I cannot remember the name. Bryce, good job, Bryce.
Is that your first point?
It is, yeah. I've got zero, dude.
I knew
and they had the aliens question. I was like, I
knew
I can't
you guys would
him.
Either get it automatically or you would just be like. What 1978 horror comedy directed by Joe Dante is a parody of the movie Jaws?
What year did it come out?
78.
Correct. Is it Alligator?
I was about to say that.
Is it Orca?
I mean, if we're just saying random names. Minnow.
Orca's, well, it's 1980, I think, was when.
Is there a movie named Orca?
There's a movie named Orca.
Free Willy.
A parody of Jaws?
That's.
I don't know.
It's probably just called Shark.
Oh, man, I wasn't even thinking of that.
That came out in 1978.
I knew that came out in 1978, but that ain't got nothing to do with Jaws at all.
There's water and it's a fish. Yeah.
Some kind of man-eating fish.
And we need to do Piranha, the 1978 version. That's a pretty good movie.
It's Anaconda cool. would be another fun one.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be a fun one.
Who hosted the original The Twilight Zone TV series?
Daniel. Rod Serling.
You guys remember names so good. Shh, these old names.
Yeah.
All right. In the movie 28 Days Later, what was the name of the virus that turned people into flesh-hungry zombies?
I've seen that movie one time.
Well, then you ain't getting this question then.
I ain't getting it.
It's like, I know that it can't. I know what it came from. I'm just going to guess. Has it got the word like chimp in it?
No.
Or monkey?
Because that's where they came from. I just remember those monkeys going crazy, dude.
Yeah, yeah, but it's the rage.
Ah, the rage.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
All right, Bryson.
Let's hear it.
So I'll ask it. I don't know if y'all are going to know this, and that's why I'm going to ask this.
Okay.
It's my only chance.
In the 1982 movie Basket Case, what does the character Dwayne carry in his basket?
Corky. A head. Mmm. Okay. Does on the cover of the VHS.
Well, it's not just a head.
Hmm.
Daniel. Chopped up body.
So fake.
Chopped up body.
I don't know. It's...
A body part.
Chopped up body.
Chopped up.
Pair of scissors.
What did he carry?
Anybody else got any guesses?
Cade.
Oh.
A brain?
Chopped up body.
Brains and balls, but that's not like...
That would be in the severed head that's laying in the back.
So it's not a head, it's not a brain.
Severed head and some flowers.
Yeah. Well, what's in there?
A whole body.
What?
Oh. Oh, okay, I get it. You're looking...
I've never seen this movie, but...
I have not either.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
I was totally... I can see the cover of the VHS tape, but I don't think...
I have never seen the cover of the VHS tape.
It's a basket with a head laying out of it, I think. Who knows? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Attention to detail.
Yeah.
Good point, Professor.
All right. Here we go. What is the name of the character killed in the famous shower scene in the movie Psycho? And I know it. And I have not looked at the answer. Can I answer this?
No, you can answer it. You ain't getting no point.
Bro.
You ain't getting no point.
Gah. Cheating me?
Me cheating you?
I haven't looked at the answer. I know it.
Well, 1960s, let's see. Cade.
Cade?
Meredith.
No. It says the name of the character killed. So you got to get our character name.
Mary.
Well, I know who her daughter is, but I don't.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you?
It's not Mary.
No.
Say it, buddy. You still ain't getting no point.
Bartholomew.
If I say it, it negates the question. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
It is Marion Crane.
I would have.
Oh,
I have no clue about
Marion
that.
Crane. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm excited because this is like from one of my favorite movies of all time. Now.
Okay.
The Thing arrives at Outpost 31 in Antarctica, disguised as what animal?
Daniel. Daniel.
Okay, Daniel. Go ahead.
Cut his mic off.
A dog.
Okay.
Really?
It's looking for a specific kind of dog.
A husky.
Oh, no, man.
German Shepherd.
That's correct, Daniel. It's a husky.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's a husky.
Try to pull some bull crap on me.
Wolf.
A dog should have sufficed, but
I would have gave you a point for
it.
It said
a husky on there. To be fair.
Awesome.
And because you've absolutely like spanked me in this game, I had to make it harder.
Yeah.
I had to make it harder.
I don't necessarily like want to use that word.
Maybe use a different word. Destroyed.
Okay, all right. We'll use that one.
Yeah. I mean it's a spanking. It was a butt whooping, dude.
It was a spanking.
So is that it? Is that the last round?
Anybody tied?
We got a minute and a half. Are we tied?
It's so update of the scores here. Audrey's got 2 points. Josh has one.
Corky's got 9 points. Bryson's got 1. Daniel's got 11. And myself, Alicia, and Breet have 0 points. I'm trying my best, but I've asked some cool questions.
I've tried my best. That's all any of us
got to read this one just because everybody will know it.
All right. All right.
What animal was Betty White's character feeding?
Daniel. Oh. Daniel. A crocodile from China.
They speculated that it was from China.
Speculated. We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. All right, Daniel, I guess you win. So you're doing trivia. As we do Black Phone this Thursday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sucker.
No surprise there.
Yeah, Black Phone. The well, all right, guys. That was fun.
I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
That's all I can take away from you.
You got to be fast.
I need to go memorize all the names of every person from every movie before I was born. Yeah. That's what I got to go do.
You got to be fast.
It's so hard because, like, from the ages of, like, you know, to 10 years old, I didn't watch a single scary movie.
Yeah.
So, like,
we're schooling you now, man.
I know. It's like, I feel so dumb.
It does make it difficult.
It's hard to remember these things.
Because, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, me and Bree, we started watching Pop Culture Jeopardy. The one that's
you need to do like trivia like at restaurants and stuff. You would do well.
You won't say that after you hear me like say this. We start watching Pop Culture Jeopardy. We're thinking, yeah, man, we're gonna clean up, right? This pop culture, this is right up our alley. We have found out that we are old. Like if
it was a book one, I got every one of those, but
most of this stuff.
Yeah.
Is within the last 20 years, the questions asked.
And we've been at work the last 20 years.
So I'm sitting there and we don't know crap. Anything before like 2005, we get 100% of the questions correct. Anything after 2005, maybe 20%.
That's all I have a chance at answering to.
And we were like, oh, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, surely they have like specific like 80s themed trivia because that's such a popular topic.
Yeah.
So Brent and I went to a trivia night at Aubrey's one night, and it was sort of similar to that, and we come in second. And it was all over the place. Yeah, like we did. We were awesome on the first cruise.
Almost none of my sex.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it's 80s theme music, I tend to get more of the 70s, 80s, 90s stuff. Movies I can get more current with. Yeah, it's not like a heads up thing, or it's not like, you know, you're yelling out, you know, whatever. Everybody has the same chance. So everybody's writing it down. And if you play it correctly and don't cheat and use your phone, you know, it can be hard, but it's like really fun. Then you'll have like for me and Bree, it was usually just us, or we would find like another couple, and we never were in a team that was any bigger than 4. And we were beating teams of 10, 11, 12 people that were using their phones. And we wasn't using our phones. So we were like, yeah, okay, yeah, this is all right. Then we go on the cruise last year and we walk into the Harry Potter trip. We know everything about Harry Potter. Come to find out, we don't know crap about Harry Potter. That's how nobody
really
could
hard
answer
questions,
those
like,
questions.
Yeah.
No, it was like, what was the name of the third Snatcher in the movie? In the 7th movie, and you're sitting there going, I don't know.
Who would commit that to memory, you know?
Yeah, it was what, crazy. What,
the only trivia I've ever watched, like, comic book movies.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Harry Potter, I swear.
You should.
In the Harry Potter world, after things go to crap, the dark wizards start to take over, and they start snatching the good wizards.
Okay.
And so you had to avoid the snatcher.
Try not to get snatched.
Don't get snatched.
Well, words to live by. Well, all right, Daniel, you win. Trivia Master next week for...
Trivia Master.
For Black Phone.
Black Phone.
Guys, this was fun, man. What do you guys think? I appreciate you guys coming down.
This was cool. Yeah, this was cool.
Yep. you know, the quality might not be as good on this episode, but hey, we're just having fun with it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And normally, like, we did one other trivia podcast, and that was before we went video. It was just audio. And I think we might have gotten 5 views on that. Like, nobody watched the trivia episode.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Sometimes we make episodes just for us. You know?
That's right.
It's about having fun.
Yep. So we wanted to get together as a group for the first time ever in person and just have a good time, and that's what we did.
That is exactly what we did.
All right. Everybody got anything to say before we cut out of here tonight?
Frank and Con was a blast. Can't wait for CreepyCon coming up.
Yeah.
And the next time we can all get together.
Yep. All right.
I agree with that 100%. It was fun doing this in person, and I appreciate Audrey and Josh traveling far for us. This was surreal to do.
Especially with these gas prices, man.
Yeah,
I know. Dang.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Josh driving the whole way.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh's driving skills.
shout out to them. And driving all over the place while he's been here. Man, Alicia had him all over the country yesterday. Yeah.
We thought we were going to get kidnapped and tossed in the woods.
Yeah.
We're just like, okay. At least it's pretty.
Might as well die here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great place to go.
You got a mountain.
Yeah. Right, Seth and Tori, please cover us on the podcast.
Make sure you get the episode uploaded this week. All right, guys, we'll cut out of here. Appreciate everybody. This was fun, and we will do it again soon. Until then, bye, everybody.
See you, bye.
See you, bye.
Hit that stop button, Kate.